Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill & Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper Cargill & Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney as a part of the recent Best of Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Blair Foltz, and she's here to talk about all sorts of fun stuff going on over at the Green Mountain Conservation Group. First and foremost, for those who don't know, what do you guys do?
Oh, Kristen, we do so many different things. I think the most important thing that people know us for is our research and our water quality monitoring program. So we are located in the Ospe watershed over New Hampshire's largest stratified drift aquifer. And our research program includes sampling 31 streams across the watershed. So all the tributaries in Effingham, Eaton, Madison, Ossipee, Sandwich, Freedom, Tamworth, and across the border in Parsonsfield, Maine. We have over 50 volunteers that help with that program. We also provide education. Some of that includes working with municipal officials across those towns and teaching folks about natural resource-based planning. We also have school programs where we're including the kids as citizen scientists for the day. So we work with them in the fall doing a macroinvertebrate sampling program that we add to our water quality monitoring program. And Karen Deegan is our education coordinator, and she's in the schools right now doing a Get Wet program, which is teaching kids about sampling their groundwater and learning about different chemical parameters of water sampling. And we're also working now with Moselle Spiller, who's our outreach and administration person, and she's working with Karen in the schools also.
Wow, you guys do a lot with the schools.
Yeah, and we also are a land trust. So we have a land trust committee, and we hold 14 conservation easements. And we also do advocacy, and some of that is proactive, teaching people about how to follow best management practices on the lake. And we have also been opposing things like inappropriate development over our stratified drift aquifer and how you can build in a way that's not going to negatively impact our shared drinking water resources.
All great stuff. And going on tonight, actually, you have a really cool event going on, a perfect event, I think, in time for Valentine's Day. Can you give us a little abridged version?
Yeah, if folks hear this and can run over to Tamworth to the Cook Library, from 6 to 8, we have Molly Brown from Molly Maps in Maine, and she's going to be leading a workshop on art and geography. So we're going to be looking at maps, and the idea is to bring your map of your favorite place, and we're going to create art, not your traditional Valentine's heart card, but really create something. It's a drawing, a painting of a place you love to give to someone special.
And then coming up next week on the 27th, it looks like you have an Ossipee Aquifer Advisory Board. You're looking to build one?
Yes, we have been for the past year working across the watershed to teach people more about the aquifer, but we're now this year recruiting people to be part of this Aquifer Advisory Committee. And we're looking for representatives from each of those seven towns, and they're going to be tasked with creating this board that's going to be non-regulatory, and they're going to review large-scale development. For example, if a large gas station were to come to a town, all seven towns would participate in the discussion about how can this gas station come to the area without negatively impacting our shared drinking water. And some of that might be recommending to that town's planning board that above-ground storage tanks be put in with containment so that if there were a leak, they would catch it before it got to the aquifer.
All great stuff. And then also you guys have a big celebration coming up in March, the 20th anniversary. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I know we have so much going on, and that is the thing we really want people to come and celebrate. So it's going to be March 3rd at the Province Lake Golf Course, and it's the restaurant at Province Lake. And it's actually Parsonsfield, Maine, but it's right on the Effingham-Wakefield border. And we are so excited. We're so grateful they're sponsoring us. And what we're hoping this year is that people can come and share memories of the past 20 years of helping to protect our aquifer and all the conservation work that we have done in the region. And it's going to be more celebratory than it's been in the past. Instead of a sit-down dinner, it's going to be grazing stations, so people will be able to walk around and talk to other friends and neighbors. Jim Pittman from Effingham is going to be playing music in the pub. There'll be a memory room for slide presentations. We also have kids coming from Saucapee Valley High School in Maine, kids coming from Wolfboro, Kingswood, and they're going to be showing about what they've done with less plastic and how they've gotten rid of styrofoam trays in the high school, and they're using plastic trays now that can be washed and reused. So we have some kids' presentations. And then at 7 o'clock, Ellen Snyder from IBIS Wildlife Consulting is going to do a presentation on wildlife in the watershed. And she's been partnering with us for the full 20 years. And she's a wonderful speaker and has incredible pictures of different wildlife that she's seen over her time. The other great thing that we're going to be promoting at the annual meeting is our membership campaign, our 2018 membership campaign. We've had a great board campaign going on this year so that if you become a member at the $25 level or up, you will get a membership card. And we've invited different businesses to offer things for 10% off or donating. The Mushroom Company is donating compost. Different people are giving different benefits. And you can learn more about that on our website at gmcg.org or give the office a call at 539-1859.
So 20 years is quite some time, especially for a conservation group. So I got to ask, how did it begin? How did it all start 20 years ago?
Well, I'm the founder. And basically, and this sort of goes to the Molly Mapp program tonight, we were concerned about a racetrack that was coming to Effingham, and it was located right over the aquifer. And at a meeting, there was a gentleman there that had a map of the aquifer, and it was a black and white map and blue. And I noticed that the blue was not Ospey Lake. Ospey Lake was white. And I was like, wow, what is that? And the blue was the underground aquifer. And it was so moving to me that there was this enormous blue underground lake. And I called the state the next day. I called DES, New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services. And I said, how are you going to protect our aquifer from this proposed racetrack? And their response back then, they're different now, but back then was, well, when it gets contaminated, call us and we'll help you clean it up. And that to me seemed like such a non-community, non-proactive working together to protect our common drinking water that I started getting involved. And there were other people in the towns and we realized, wow, we need to work together as a 7-town group to protect this shared drinking water resource. It's the largest one in New Hampshire and one of the larger ones in New England. And it's a stratified drift aquifer. And so it replenishes really quickly, and we're really lucky. But if we don't protect it, then it's going to be gone forever.
That's really cool. So once again, when is the big meeting?
So our meeting is March 3rd, and there'll be a business meeting for anyone who wants to learn about being on the board. That's from 4 to 4:30. And then the social hours from 4:30 to 5:30. And then there'll be the grazing stations from 5:30 to 6:30, and then community awards and dessert from 6:30 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, Ellen Snyder will be speaking. And again, it's at the Province Lake Golf Course on Route 153 in Parsonsfield, Effingham, New Hampshire.
Now, how do they get a hold of you if they want to go?
You can call the office, 603-539-1859. You can also email us at info@gmcg.org, or you can go to our website, which is gmcg.org, and you can purchase tickets there. And we're really urging people to purchase tickets before, because we do think this will sell out. So please take advantage of that and email us or call us or go online and get a ticket today.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much. You guys are the best.
Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper Cargill Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney as a part of the recent Best of Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com.